and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Oh, it's a special treat. In this very same time slot, Saturday evenings, you get to hear what on earth is happening with Mark Passio, who's just a wealth of information, and I truly admire his research. I know you do as well. But we have the benefit of an appearance by him tonight on the Humbled Bob Tuscan Show. Mark, how the hell are you, man?
Bob, I'm great, and it's always great to be here.
We're getting ready for this 2015 Free Your Mind conference.
Oh, man, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I hope people are getting excited for it. I know that I'm looking forward to being a part of it, and I'm also looking forward to the new organizational team doing great things with this conference.
We shall see. We can only hope so. We're building on the legacy that's already been established, and it is quite the legacy. Really, really awesome response the last two times around. Last year was just amazing, and the videos are all up at the website. On the YouTube Free Your Mind conference, and there's a few on my channel as well, bobtuscan.com, the website for that, of course. Mark, we had a caller from the last hour. I'm going to squeeze him in with you.
Sure, no problem.
Complain about you coming on the show. How appropriate. Tyler, thanks for holding. I'm sorry we couldn't get to you last hour, but I want to squeeze you in right before we get to Mark. So real quick, what's on your mind?
Okay, thanks, guys. I really do appreciate it. I was just going to add some things with there's things going on in Tennessee that I see happening. It's kind of disturbing, like our local.
Are there 10 of them?
Huh?
Are there 10 of them?
And what?
You said there's things happening in Tennessee that you see in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
That was an awful joke. I'm sorry, guys.
That was terrible.
I completely derailed my caller to make an absolutely awful joke. Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
It's all good, man. Like our local sheriff's department has a very large MRAP Max Pro.
Mine has one too. I know just the piece of machinery you're talking about.
Yeah. Why do they need that? And I looked up on the Daily Sheep, and I looked up a map of FEMA camps, and we've got one like 30 miles away from us. And I talked to Clint Richardson last show a little bit, and I'm going to go up there Sunday, and I'm going to go and try and get some pictures and everything like that and see what's going on. But what it was, from what I read, was a Italian-American internment camp during World War II. So, and that has been refurbished and everything like that. So I'm going to go see.
Well, let me know what you find out and what they tell you. I'm sure they'll tell you that it was sponsored by the Department of Homeland Security. As much of this equipment is. But I'd love to hear their justification for it. If, you know, terrorism is the catchphrase they use, or whatever it is. And I thank you for bringing this to attention. I do want to hear back from you on this, Tyler. So email me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. Mark, you know, the other day I was walking to an event, and driving by was a military-style Hummer. And it was a full-on military-style Hummer, and it was the Sheriff's Department. And on the side it says that it was brought to you by the Department of Homeland Security. In this, the door was opened in the back, were several armed police, I don't even want to call them that, with assault rifles, in full military dress. I mean, the full camo, the helmets. If you were not aware that this was a Sheriff's Department unit, you would definitely think this was the military. And I asked them, I said, why is this necessary? What the hell are you guys doing? They said, well, it's necessary if there's an active shooter, which I conveniently rolled my eyes at. And it became clear to me, and it has become clear to me for some time now, that there is a militarization going on of our police departments. And I wondered, since you've looked into this in such detail, Mark, why is this taking place? What is the occult and esoteric reason behind this militarization of the police departments? And maybe we can segue into a little bit about the mocking of these individuals who are pawns for the powers that shouldn't be.
Well, I would say it's not even an occult agenda anymore. I would say it's pretty in our face. What we have the United States now is a standing army living among the people called the police. And if people don't believe that it constitutes a standing army, I would just suggest that they're extraordinarily naive, and they have the same type of trust in government that people who came under the attack of all kinds of totalitarian regimes in the past had. The founders of this country attempted in every way imaginable to warn the people that the main thing that they needed to be on guard against, even more so than any type of foreign threat that could possibly come from outside of this country, was a standing army being built up among the people. And if they were to, you know, somehow be able to see what we have allowed to be erected in our midst, they'd be turning in their grave, and if they were here among us, they would be vomiting, you know, with what we have allowed to occur. And this is what they attempted to explain to us, okay, would be attempted to be set up by the people who wanted to come back in and take control over this government, and then eventually take full and total control of every aspect of the people's lives here in this land. And what they tried to put in place against that was an institution known as the Militia of the States, which constituted the people. Okay? It is the only institution in the founding documents of the United States of America that is said to be necessary. The presidency is not referred to as necessary in the Constitution. The Congress is not referred to as necessary. The Supreme Court is not referred to as necessary. What is referred to as necessary is the militia. It is necessary for the maintaining of a free state of being. When they're saying free state, it doesn't mean Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, etc. That's not what they mean by the term state when they say a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state. Okay, it means a free state of affairs, a free state of life. Okay, a free state among the people is what it means, a free way of life, period. And the militia, when the founders were asked what this body was, what this institution was, they tried to explain to people on numerous occasions, it was not a government entity. It did not mean military. It meant the people who have the capacity to wield arms against an attacker, whether it is foreign or whether it is domestic. Okay? And that is who they continuously and consistently referred to as the militia. As a matter of fact, George Mason, who was a co-founder of the of the Second Amendment, with a co-writer of the Second Amendment, co-author of the Second Amendment with James Madison. When he was asked who is the militia, he firmly replied, it is all of the people. It's all of the people. It's not an institution. It's not just a government organized body in any sense. It's the people that maintain the capacity of wielding the same strength weaponry as a military. That's actually where the term militia comes from. It comes from an ancient Latin term, militium vulgarum. Now, militium means of or like the military, related to, similar to the military. It means equivalent to military strength. That's what militium actually means in Latin. And then vulgarum is actually the second part of this word, where we have a truncation happen in English. And they actually just completely eliminate the term vulgarum and truncate it down to just the term militia. And I could tell you what that means on the other side of the break.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is just writing in for the moment here while Bob takes a quick break. He'll be back. But as you were listening to the show in the last segment, we have Mark Passio on talking about the militia, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. And I'm going to just let him pick up where he left off. Mark, what were we talking about exactly? Where were you going with all of this before the break?
Thanks, Steve. I was trying to define where the term militia came from so people can really understand what constitutes a militia and what its true purpose is. The term comes from the ancient Latin term militium vulgarum. And again, it truncates in the English language. They actually do away with the entire secondary term vulgarum, and then they truncate the term militium down to militia. And the term militium vulgarum, the term militium, again, as I said, means full military strength or related to the military or commensurate with the military. Okay, it is like the military or as the military. That's what militium means in Latin as an adjective. And then the term vulgarum. Vulgarum means present everywhere. It is common throughout. It is distributed throughout. And, you know, you hear the term vulgar Latin, right? Where we get the English word vulgar from vulgarum, the verb in Latin. The adjective in Latin. So vulgarum, when we applied it in things like to say vulgar Latin, that was the Latin that was spoken everywhere throughout the Roman Empire. It was common to the everyday people. It was distributed throughout the land. Wherever you went, it would be distributed. It would be present. It was present everywhere. That's really what the word vulgar means. It means everywhere present as a strict definition. So we get the English word vulgar from that, meaning common, you know, to the commoners, essentially. So you put these terms together, militium, of or like or related to or commensurate or similar to the military, and then vulgarum, distributed and present everywhere. And this is what the term militia means. It means that the same strength of military might or force should be the people everywhere, all over the entire land, should have the same commensurate ability, capabilities, strength, technology, etc. And once there was an imbalance between those forces, namely if the military, the standing military, would have a higher amount or capacity or a type of technology, okay, or weaponry, then that would constitute a condition of tyranny, or at least potential tyranny, because at any time, should a rogue government want to turn that force against the people would not have the commensurate strength to actually be able to wage defensive use of force against that rogue government or military force. And this is what we see today in the modern world. We see a standing army with out-of-control technology in their midst. And people still don't understand the intent of the founders to put this institution, secure this institution in place, called the militia of the states, the militia of the people, okay? And make sure that the people would never lose their ability to keep and bear arms. Again, that's why it says in the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, meaning a free state of being in this land, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, because who constitutes the militia? The people. It is not a government or military institution, and it is there to be able to stand up against a standing army in our midst that was usurping the rights of the people of this land. That is the intention of the militia. It is not to keep and bear arms for hunting purposes. It is not to keep and bear arms just for defense on the street or in one's home. It is to keep and bear arms in the ability, the capacity to wage defensive commensurate force against an aggressor that is being used against the people of this country, whether foreign or domestic, in the form of a domestic standing army. And that's what we have in our presence today. We have that in our presence in the form of the police forces in all of, pretty much all of the states in the entire United States today. They constitute a standing army among the people with actually more advanced technology than the people, which is why we have to be even more vigilant and even more defensive of our inherent right to use defensive force by keeping and bearing firearms.
Agreed. You know, and it's so amazing when you talk to people and you say, well, if you're against guns, do you believe that the police should be disarmed as well? No, the government should have arms.
And you
say,
imagine that.
Yeah, you idiot. We are the government. You know, they don't get it. You know, and what you're exactly pointing out here is the fact is that the people were to arm the police or disarm them. It's not our job to determine, you know, that they are the only people armed out there. I mean, are we going to disarm all the police from these heavy, super flak jacketed SWAT team Humvee patrols and things like that? No, if we feel like they're necessary, we could have them out there. But the bottom line is it's not their question about what they want to carry in terms of arms. And it's ours in terms of our thinking of, look, this is what we will allocate for police and protection. It's not about them telling us that we're supposed to disarm or going around knocking door to door,
right,
demanding registrations and demanding this and that. I mean, they're not the government. They're the public servants. We don't get it. It's hard to believe that this thing was so well designed with so many pieces of security built into it that have been systematically dismantled, as you said, Mark.
Well, here's the only thing that people really need to understand when it comes to any kind of weaponry. Only a slave is prohibited from keeping weaponry, period. I mean, just like that, that's all people really need to understand. The only kind of people that are prohibited from keeping a piece of defensive weaponry, regardless of what it is someone who is considered a slave by the person prohibiting that keeping and bearing of any piece of arms.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say is that if somebody is telling somebody that they have no right to keep a piece of weaponry, they are telling that being, you're my slave. And I'll be damned if I'm going to be told I'm anybody's slave, you know. Right. Nobody's taken any of the weapons that I possess for defensive purposes, not without a fight, not without a struggle, not without defensive use of force being waged, you know, against them for the attempt to disarm me. You know, and I think anybody who is somebody who considers themselves truly free and wants to keep their freedom, I think anybody would feel the same way. And you would say, I'm not going to give up my capacity for defensive force. And that doesn't mean you need to do anything aggressive with that weapon. You know, I own weapons and I am completely a peaceful human being that fully embraces and lives the non-aggression principle toward my fellow beings. You know, I don't use anything for any offensive or aggressive purposes. I believe firmly in the non-aggression principle. And this is what people who get the non-aggression principle often don't understand, especially New Age types, you know, New Agey types, religious types in many cases. You know, the pacifist paradigm is an extremely right-brained, imbalanced worldview. It's this worldview that basically says, you know, only the aggressor can actually employ force. And when the aggressor employs force, it's called violence because they're using it in a coercive capacity to violate someone else's rights. Well, if you take away the good person who's actually being oppressed in that situation, if you take away their right to use defensive force, what do you have? You have oppression that can't be challenged.
Exactly. We'll follow up on that after the break. Mark Passio joining us on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stay tuned, friends. More to come.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Bob is there. Hey, Bob, are you on your show? It's a cameo appearance of Bob Tuscan now on the Bob Tuscan Show.
I am. I was in the background. I was taking notes, as I usually do when Mark comes on, who, by the way, will be on in the same time slot, Saturday, tomorrow, mañana. And, Mark, I'm excited about that. What do you got planned for tomorrow's show?
I have a huge show coming up tomorrow, Bob. I'm really excited about it personally. I'm going to be interviewing Jordan Maxwell on the show tomorrow night for all 3 hours.
Nice.
Someone I consider a personal mentor, in truth, as a matter of fact. And I've really enjoyed his breakdowns of occult terminology, symbolism, over the course of his many years doing the work that he does, The material that he's put out there over the years in the form of books and lectures and videos, just a brilliant researcher, seminal researcher in the area of occult knowledge. And it's going to be my pleasure and honor to interview him tomorrow night. I'm going to ask Jordan about his take on human origins a little bit. I'm going to, of course, we'll get into all matters occult that, you know, come up during the discussion. And I'm going to also give Jordan an opportunity to talk about projects he has on the horizon and talk about some difficulties that he's had in some legal battles that are going on in regards to his name. And then hopefully if there's some time, we'll take some calls toward the end of the show as well and hear from some listeners that can have an opportunity to ask Jordan some questions.
I had Jordan on the show a couple years ago now, and the poor guy has been suffering from certain health issues, and that was one of the reasons why he wasn't able to attend the Free Your Mind conference. But I'm really glad that you guys can meet together, and we have these outlets to do this kind of thing where great minds like Mark Passio and Jordan Maxwell can come together in a public forum and share and learn, and that's what this is all about. So I'm really excited about that as well. I'll definitely be tuning in.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I consider Jordan a personal mentor in my work. His straightforward approach, you know, his no-nonsense straightforward approach, coming out and just saying things the way they are, and not being too concerned about other people's delicate sensibilities and, you know, how they're perceiving things, and just saying, look, here's what's going on. You need to understand this. If you want to remain ignorant of it, that's your business, you know, and it's going to be your funeral as a result. I've really kind of taken up that same type of tact, have no intention of changing that tact. You know, the truth is just that which is going on, that which is taking place, doesn't change based on our perceptions. It's just, you know, it's there. It's always been there. It's always going to be there. It's up to us to open our damn eyes and take a look around us and see what's really there. You know, and Jordan's always kind of basically had that same approach and that, you know, same attitude when it comes to ignorance. And, you know, I tend to look at it as I've patterned almost my approach or my delivery style after someone like Jordan, because I'm never going to be somebody who sugarcoats things. You know, in seeing his approach in the past, as I was looking to, you know, put together a delivery and a presentation style of my own, I kind of looked at that and said, that's what real courage is, because he doesn't give a damn what anybody thinks of him. You know, he's going to put it out there and put it all on the line regardless of what anybody says. And that takes courage to do that, regardless of what anybody thinks about the man or his information. You know, he's got way more courage than most other people combined, as I'm concerned, because he's been doing this far longer when there, you know, he was a voice in the wilderness, so to speak. Putting out this information when there was hardly anybody else to back him up or doing the same thing. And he stood there and did it practically alone with very little help from other people, and you know, didn't really you know, receive any kind of fame or accolades as a result of doing that. He just did it because he knew what was going on, and he wanted to share that information with other people to help empower them. And I commend him for that, and like I said, I kind of take my approach or you know, presentation style, or kind of pattern it a little bit after the way his straightforward approach was employed.
Awesome. Folks, you're listening to the voice of Mark Passio, who will be on tomorrow night with Jordan Maxwell. So definitely tune in to that. What else has been going on with you, Mark? You've been extremely busy, man. You've been on, what, 10 million shows since we last spoke?
The interviews have been nonstop. I think since the natural law seminar that I gave in back in October in New Haven, Connecticut, and that was edited by Richard Grove of Tragedy and Hope and the whole Tragedy and Hope team. When that went online, when that hit the internet, that video series, three-part, 8-hour video series, when that hit that natural law seminar video series hit the internet in late December of 2013, it generated so much response. And, you know, people have constantly been writing to me. It's been picked up and linked on probably hundreds of different websites and embedded in hundreds of different sites. So, after that, so many people contacted me for interviews that it's been really almost difficult to keep up. It's been too much, actually. It's like I've been doing 3 or 4 interviews a week for the last couple of months now, and that's going to continue out probably into mid-May or so. I'm going to slow down after that because I have a in-person all-day seminar coming up in St. Louis, Missouri in late May. In Saturday, May 31st, I'm going to be giving an all-day seminar in St. Louis called Streetwise Spirituality. What does it truly mean to be awake is the subtitle of the event. And I'm going to kind of slow down to really prepare a good seminar. And I think I'm going to probably even pace myself after that because the pace, while even trying to do and put together materials for my own radio show and other projects that I'm working on, has been very demanding. So I'm going to, you know, so as to try not to burn myself out, I'm going to probably back it off to, you know, 1 interview a week or 2 interviews a week at some point. But like you've said, I've been extraordinarily busy, almost to the point of it being too much. But I'm hanging in there and dealing with it and really getting the information out there. So a lot of traffic being driven to my site. As a matter of fact, I may have to be starting to look at going to a faster web host or a dedicated server because my site's been slow because of too much traffic hitting it, which is a good thing. But it's a good, if you're going to have problems, that's a good one to have. But it is making it a little bit difficult for some people to get some of the audio that is hosted on the site itself. So I may need to go to a faster web server at some point in the near future too.
Wow. All right. Well, Mark, we appreciate you stopping by. We know you're such a busy guy now, man. You're too cool for the little old Bob Tuscan show now, huh? Jeez.
Never. Because it was right here, ladies and gentlemen, that Bob helped open up the opportunity and open the door into the world of internet broadcasting for me. You know, so I'll never turn my back on that. And remember, I always will remember the roots of things and the people who helped to help me to get out there and promote this message. So that's what it's all about.
I'm going to remember that, Mark. I'm going to remember that.
It is. It's all about helping each other out and you know, sticking together in these times, most certainly.
Can I get an autographed copy of your former clothing from your Satanism days?
There's not much of that left around these days, Bob.
There's no robes, no robes that you can sign and send my wife.
No, not. I did a purge a long time ago when it came to things like that to get them away from me.
Did you burn them?
I only kept them very minimal I guess you could call it memorabilia. I prefer not to look at it that way. Maybe a remembrance of the way not to be, but most of that is gone. I've, like I said, kept a very small amount of that to just you know, corroborate some things and you know, remember a few things from those times, but not much.
But you're still sending out your ARC drives.
Oh, those are picking up too. I sent out 4 in 1 day for the first time the other day. It's unbelievable. Wow. I get requests for that almost every day now. Like when I first started, it was like if I did, you know, 3 or 4 a year, it was a lot. Now, almost every day people request it, and at least a few every week go out by mail. So it's been really great. And people are hungry for this information now, you know. They're just absolutely hungry for it. I could see a distinct change in the consciousness as far as people not ignoring things anymore, most certainly. I don't think they're all coming to the same conclusions necessarily, but they are certainly hungry for information to try to put all the pieces of the puzzle together, most certainly.
Awesome. Well, it's always great to hear from you, man, and looking forward to tomorrow's show with Jordan Maxwell. Mark Passio, ladies and gentlemen, what on earth is happening? When we get back, Steve and I will continue to rock it here on a Friday night for you. Don't go anywhere.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
With without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
The future.
These really are exciting times to be alive. They're both scary and filled with different pieces of change that could either go in the direction of the light or go in the direction of the dark. And at any given time, we can choose which direction we're going in. That's the great thing about it. Steve, we'll take calls for the rest of the show tonight. 800-313-9443, if you care to join us. 800-313-9443. Thanks to Mark Passio for stopping by.
Yeah.
Always good show. To hear from
him. Tomorrow night, you'll be back this time in our time slot.
Same time slot. Jordan Maxwell, Mark Passio. Check that out. Got a lot of news we still got to get into. A lot of news.
Yeah.
But I will yield to a phone call here. I see, who is this? Rita. Rita, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, man, I wanted to talk to Mark Passio.
He didn't want to talk to you, Rita. He told me. He said, I don't want to talk to her. I got to go. Bye.
Oh, no. No, there's this book. I mean, you know, I told you before about, which I think is extremely significant, that, you know, you got Theosophy Land over there and what we've been absorbing. We just kind of overlooked this. But as I was investigating Disney over the years, I came across, I was looking at seances, and at the turn of the century, things were pretty screwy, and he was talking about technology, and I figured, what is occult knowledge and things? I wanted to ask him about this book that I came across. I was going through YouTube, and there was this wacky movie. I mean, I was going through seances, whatever it was. It was around the time of when Disney was over there being the ambulance driver. I've been running this guy pretty hard for a long time. So I came across, and it's this boat. At the time, there was all this stuff going on for us. This guy had a ship, and then it had, like, miles and miles of paintings, and you get on this ship, and the paintings roll by, and you go all the way to somewhere, I don't know, and it was, so I'm checking this guy out, you know, because that was the fair that Disney, the place where Disney really got its feet going, and this guy and his wife was like this big seance woman, you know, and she was pretty loony. And I'm digging into it, and I came across this book. I can't find that video, even though I did download it, and I can't even think of the title of it. But it's this book I came across from, like, about 1908 or so, and it's called The Marvels Beyond Science, and it's a French book, and it says, being a record of progress made in the reduction of occult phenomenon to a scientific basis. And I downloaded the PDF. You can get that book out there. And it's how they wanted, because the Fox sisters, everybody was like Facebook to be having a seance or playing with your Ouija board or something. It was like, you know, hey, let me talk to my dead relatives. So anyway, I wanted to ask him about this book, if he's ever heard of it. Because, see, with the Nazi thing, which is just a name, you know, these were the nuts, the Carnegies Ford. And even Mr. Edison was making a machine for himself to talk to the dead. It was a big thing back then. And so with this, you know, they wanted to change. That's with this Nazi thing. Oh, we got to come up with something. Oh, yeah, that's too Jewish. It's too Freudian. That's Sigmund Freud. Oh, what's his name? Einsteinish. Oh, he's too Jewish, you know. So we got to come up with our own German technology. Well, what it was this occult crap, and the remote viewers, I got something else, I got so much to cover, but remote viewers do go crazy, because there's something in the frequency, something in your brain that you're not supposed to be messing around with, you know, with the meditation, right. You get too far out in some cases, you get your little kundalini shaking, you know, and I think it can take over sometimes. My sister has an ascended master, he's an Indian that hangs on a chandelier, that's where she met him, on a chandelier in her house. Anyhow, so this book, it's a reproduction of a book, published for 1923, and the whole thing is about to get the public to accept, like, witchcraft as technology. And the Nazi thing with the Hugo Boss suits and all their theosophical schmoo that they had, you know, this was a perfect vehicle. And like, you got Heinz Haber, if you survive, he autopsies too, you know. Oh, good thing you survived, now otherwise you're dead. And this guy's making our cartoons, and we grew up with all this stuff. And I'm sure that people are having a hard time thinking after all of this. I've been kind of out of the world for a long time. But anyway, this Marvels Beyond Science. And the other thing is there's this video, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's called 2045, A New Era for Humanity, another transhumanist movie for the Russians. And it's a fantastic video. 2045.
We talked about it on the show.
Okay. Then you see that they don't care.
Yeah, yesterday.
They don't care if you revolt, mm-hmm. They expect it. Sam?
Right.
So you're talking about your rights, and it's mm-hmm. this tire that's crushing you, but there's a big truck behind the tire, and we're just kind of like trying to push the rubber to tie it off. There's this big truck coming. We understand that they don't care if you got the right to do it or all this, and you change your thinking a little bit, and as a former activist and a former troll, you're always looking for this crack, you know? And I'm still looking for that crack in the armor, you know. But this book here...
I'm sorry, what did you just say? You're looking for crack? Did you just say you're looking for crack?
I'm looking for the cracks in the armor, yeah. I'm not looking for that crack.
I'm sorry.
Cracks in the armor.
I was saying, what? She smokes crack? I mean, wow.
No.
Scared me for a second, Rita. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, look at that 2045. They expect it. and they're just going to crush you. And so you have to, see, now, I'm the music, missionary music evangelism, that's my thing. I don't know if you ever heard my songs yet. You know, but no, I take these Bible verses, I turn them into like a Courtney Love song. And I want to make this a far-out thing. There's, I don't know if you ever heard Jim Williamson, Echoes of Enoch. This guy's more far-out than anybody who's New Age, man. This guy is a former biker preacher, and this guy's out of this world. And he'll tell you why mercury in your vaccine might be a good, why it possibly is there. Long story. This guy's funny. And I got some out-of-this-world stuff that, because I've been looking at this stuff for a long time, you're up against what, you know? And they don't care if you revolt. They expect it. And if you've listened to Clint Richardson, the councilwoman's on. She says they're all getting trained. They got little panic buttons. All the doors are locked. It's a nice takeover. And, you know, I think, like Saul Alinsky said, your target, once you pick it out, you got to get them to explode at you instead of you reacting to them. When they react, when you react against them, that's good for them. And that's what we did with Giuliani. And we got them to explode at us. And you're winning that. But we're not winning, you know? And that's what I figure with this, the last thing that the Theosophists and these New Age people and these globalists want to hear is the Bible being sung like a Courtney Love song with some really far off flicks, you know? So that's my thing. I want to start doing these revivals. And, I'm not on Facebook or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I got my website already shut down in Canada. And I'm not even on Google, you know? So, but the point is, the thing is, in the turn of the century, they were real into some real bizarre witchcraft stuff.
Oh, yeah, this stuff goes way back. It really does, yeah. Yeah, it's been a development, and I like your analogy of what they're doing. They're trying to integrate occultism with science. And
this was in 1908.
Yeah.
Look at Metropolis. That year, that movie Metropolis in the 20s, that was it, still. And the thing is, they're going to offer you eternal life with an avatar body. You'll be laying in a tank with a couple of electrodes on your brain, you know, and you'll be thinking you're running through the fields, you got angel wings, you know, and you'll just be laying in a tank. You know? But this is their goal, and it's really, it's going to get much more ugly. And the thing is, they're building a new Atlantis, and why did Atlantis fail? Because they were too nuts with technology. I don't know if you know much about Atlantis, but that's where they're going, and Plato, too. This is the real system. Platonic Atlantis Society, and it's more spiritual than just, and for instance, like, you know that in New York, activism, the reason you couldn't do what we did with Giuliani, again, is because they were studying what happened to Giuliani, and did you, Bob, and Steve, have you ever heard of Fred Delano Newman?
I don't think I have.
In New York.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, what's this guy, the end of knowing, he's also a theosophist. And he's a maniac. He had sex with his patients. He believed in friends of sexualized. So he took his mental patients, and he took them to the theater in New York. And he got Bloomberg elected with these people. And he threw them in the theater, let them act out on the stage, taught them some dancing, and then he says, hey, why don't I use these people for activists? And one of his books, the most fun one, would be called The End of Knowing by Fred Delano Newman. If you put in your Google, Fred Delano Newman, dies at 76, you'll see he was the guy that was responsible for treating Bloomberg in there with his phony activists. And these activists are mental patients. And then he had this program. And then the other thing is, he's got the all-stars out there. Bloomberg gave him tons of money to get these all-stars programs all over. They're in Chicago. There's the all-blues all-stars. Anything all-stars.
With finance.